This is Jen with Light Seeking with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the 555 opening of the gateway. So May 5th in a 5-year 2021 555 gateway. So I intuitively believe that this is a gateway portal opening for each of us. Individually, and then also collectively for everyone in the universe to take advantage of some massive energy that begins with us stepping through this portal on 555, May 5th, 2021, in a sense where we are ending a multi-year cycle of each of our lives individually. So my intuitive guidance has been that this is a 37-day portal, and it begins with the 555 opening of the gateway, and then it commences with a new moon solar eclipse in Gemini on June 10th, 2021. So I'm going to walk through what I have received as divine intelligence, as a channeled message from my guides, and share with you the significance of this and what these four events during this 37-day period. There's four events that I believe are going to be very important for everyone individually to step through this portal, work on some different things during this period, and then come out the other side with two more events, which I will explain when I get there. So if you can just buckle in and get ready to listen, if you want to grab a pen and a paper, would probably be useful for you to write these dates down. So on May 5th, I believe we are opening a gateway to step towards this new cycle that we have begun of our lives. We're closing an old cycle out. So it's going to begin with a massive manifesting burst. And this occurs on May 11th to 12th on the new moon in Taurus. This new moon is a way for us to step into this natural earth element energy of manifesting, beginning some new project or new routine, and really asking yourselves, you know, what do I want to be? What do I want to turn into? What do I want to morph myself? What do I want to transform about my life? And the new moon energy is going to be, number one, it's the second super moon of the year. So it's going to be very magnanimous and powerful for manifesting and creating. And then also, it's like the way this gateway is setting us up, it's like we walk through the gateway and we've, as soon as we entered 555, we let go of that version of ourselves that carried us through that multi-year cycle. So you're not the same person entering the gateway as you were in the past, and you are not the same person as you exit this gateway portal on June 10th as you have been when you entered it. So there's like a multifaceted transformational energy. So as I said, for each individual person, the cycle length will be different. Many people are ending a 7-year cycle. Many people are ending a 5-year cycle. It just depends a lot on your energy. It depends a lot on your astrology, and it depends on what your experience has been. So this Taurus new moon is massive for setting the record straight with the universe and getting really clear about the things you want, who you want to be with, and what you want out of yourself. You have to be really clear about those things. And you can do that by writing lists of what you want to do, and who you want to do it with before the new moon. So with that being said, that's the first step is the 555 gateway. The second step is the new moon in Taurus on May 11th and May 12th. And the third step is 2 weeks after that new moon, we enter what I'm referred to as a full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. This is the third step. So what are we doing on a full moon? Well, on a full moon, we are recalibrating what we started out with on a new moon. And I'm going to backpedal here just a real quick second. New moons are the beginning of the moon cycle. So when we start this moon cycle on new moon cycle on May 11th and 12th, we are beginning a 28 and a half day trek or journey to manifesting a goal, desire, wish, or multiple goals, desire, and wishes, right? By the time we get to the full moon on May 26th, it also is the same day of a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. So at this full moon point, this juncture, we will be asking ourselves, okay, what was I trying to do to bring in my hopes and dreams and wishes that I was manifesting on the new moon on May 11th and 12th? How has that worked well for me? What didn't work? And how do I recalibrate myself and what I'm working on to really give myself a push at the second half of this moon cycle? Because remember, the full moon is the halfway point of the moon cycle. So you'd be asking yourself, like, how can I change, shift, adjust my sails to really drive home my dreams, hopes, and wishes that I asked the universe to help me manifest on the new moon? But the thing here is, not only are we recalibrating, we are letting go of every single thing that we brought with us from this life cycle that we have ended as we entered this portal on May 5th, 2021. So whatever we brought through the 555 gateway, we will be cleansing massively with not only a full moon. Remember, full moons are for cleansing, they're for letting go, they're for releasing, they're for endings. But when you have a lunar eclipse sitting on top of a full moon, that's massive, 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 magnanimous, ending, releasing power. So if you can think that a full supermoon is powerful, a lunar eclipse on top of a full moon, supermoon, is like 10x the full moon power. So we're at this halfway point of this moon cycle, and the full moon lunar eclipse is going to be assisting us with releasing the past, releasing how we began our manifestations and how it might not be working for us. Heck, maybe we even have been stuck in a old pattern or belief system that we brought through the portal with us. And it's now time to lay those things to rest. So whatever you do for the full moon lunar eclipse, I would advise you make it extremely ritualistic. Make sure you create time and plan time to use this energy, because as you know, the full moon highlights and illuminates for us what isn't working. So in the days leading up to this full moon lunar eclipse, you will start to see reflections of maybe things that other people are doing that aren't serving you in your relationships, or things you've been doing that aren't serving your highest good and your soul's mission. So it's important to recognize ahead of time, what can I be doing to pay attention? What is coming up that isn't working? And how can I let these things go or bring something new in? And the best way to know whether you're on the right path or not, let's say you decide, I'm going to take this, go to the gym. I'm going to have a personal trainer, right? And the first day is fine. The second day is okay. But the third day, the trainer's not there. He's sick. The fourth day, you're like, you know what? I don't really want to go. He's not going to be there. I'm just going to pass. The fifth day you show up and the trainer says, I'm still not feeling my best. Just do your thing. And then you feel really lack of inspired, right? You're starting to get the feeling like this isn't the right fit. Okay. Let's say the sixth day on your way there, you get a flat tire. On the seventh day, a friend calls you and says, hey, I really need your help. Can you help me? And you're conflicted. Should I go and stick with my new routine or should I help my friend? The universe is throwing up red flags because it isn't the right thing for you. So the right things will always be effortless and the wrong things will always throw up roadblocks. So you have to ask yourself, what is becoming a roadblock for me at the time of this full moon lunar eclipse? Now remember, this is around May, this is May 26th. So you have to start paying attention to that. Mark your calendars now. What begins to happen the week before that? Because this new full moon lunar eclipse energy is so massive that you're probably gonna feel the kind of mini earthquakes of it the week before, during, and the week after it, okay? So I would say for 10 days in the full moon lunar eclipse being in the middle, you will have reverberations of what's actually needing to get shifted. So if you know that the full moon illuminates the shadow work or the things we need to release, don't be so hesitant in allowing yourself to let people or situations or projects go. Recognize you're being prompted for a higher good. With that being said, the next step, the fourth step in this process, and I'll repeat these again. The first step was entering the 555 gateway. The second step is the new moon on May 11th and 12th in Taurus. The third step is the full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. And the fourth step and the final step of this gateway is June 10th. We enter a new moon solar eclipse in Gemini. So you see, I hope you're recognizing, we begin this eclipse cycle with a full moon lunar eclipse on May 26th. And we end it, we close it out with a solar eclipse on June 10th. So lunar eclipses are for releasing, and you can always remember that they eclipse something out of your life. They take things away. So just as the full moon illuminates that which we need to release or that which we need to let go of, the lunar eclipse eclipses things out. And sometimes it can be like the hammer just fell and one day your life was like this and the next day it's completely different. That is how lunar eclipses work. If you haven't been following your intuition, if you haven't been following the promptings of the universe, it can be extremely uncomfortable for people when the hammer drops and life changes overnight in a flash. It could be a traumatic event. I'm not trying to scare anybody. It could be a traumatic event. In the past, on a lunar eclipse full moon, I have had traumatic events happen to me. But it's not always bad. Examples of in my own life, what has occurred to me on a full moon lunar eclipse, changed a job, ended a business, ended a friendship. My mom happened to pass away on a full moon lunar eclipse. My husband and I moved out of state on a full moon lunar eclipse. My husband lost a job on a full moon lunar eclipse. So let's now move forward and see what does the fifth step in this process bring us, or I'm sorry, the fourth step in this process, what does it bring us and where are we headed next? So the fourth step, June 10th, 21, new moon solar eclipse in Gemini. So the new moon, now we're at the second new moon of this 37-day gateway portal that began on 555. This is bringing us a new moon and solar eclipse. Now, if you know, new moons are known for bringing in godlike energy. It is the point at which we manifest our greatest desires, and then we begin a new cycle to manifest more desires. So a new moon energy is always big, powerful, loving, has a lot of care, has a lot of energy, has a lot of newness to it. Now add a 10x, because I feel like a solar eclipse is 10x a new moon. You throw in a solar eclipse on top of a new moon, just like I described the lunar eclipse, the solar eclipse has magnanimous manifesting power. So while we say that the lunar eclipse eclipses things out of our lives, the solar eclipse has the complete opposite type of energy. It brings us a blessing or a gift that we were not expecting, or it assists us in manifesting something massive that really knocks our socks off and blows our minds. So what did you manifest on the new moon, May 11th and 12th, may be coming into fruition in a shocking way on June 10th at that new moon solar eclipse. So when at the beginning of this podcast, when I said it was so very important for you to manifest with lists of the things you wanted to do, who you wanted to do them with, and what you wanted to transform yourself or your life into on May 11th and 12th, that holds so much manifesting power, so much important manifesting power, because as we come to a culmination of this gateway portal, we end it at this new moon solar eclipse, June 10th. So I hope you can understand the correlation from the new moon May 5th, May 11th and 12th, all the way to the new moon June 10th on top of the solar eclipse. So whatever you began May 11th and 12th is going to not only come to fruition in a massive manifesting blessing type of way, it's going to be in a shocking, gifted, karmically enhanced, blessed way from the universe that is going to literally almost like, it's like the kiss of the gods that you will receive something massive as we close out this 37-day portal on the new moon solar eclipse, June 10th. And that is the final and fourth step of this 37-day gateway. So whatever you do to begin manifesting on May 11th and 12th is extremely important that it is done in a high vibrational, ritualistic, good feeling type of way. Don't let this slip by you. This is a really, really important time, probably the most important manifesting energy of the entire 2021 year. So I want to just continue on. I told you at the beginning that the 555 gateway portal was a 37-day gateway that would begin on May 5th and end with a new moon on June 10th on a solar eclipse. I told you that there were four steps, and the four steps were the 555 gateway, the new moon, May 11th and 12th, the full moon, lunar eclipse, May 26th, and then ending on the new moon solar eclipse, June 10th. I told you at the beginning, I had two additional steps that were very integral to these events. And the last two parts that are integral to these events, they don't encompass this 37-day gateway, but they are important to the ending of this moon cycle that we've begun on May 5th when we open this gateway. And that is, we have the summer solstice, June 20th, and we have a full moon, June 24th. So why am I tying in the solstice and the full moon? Well, if you've been following me for a while, you know that I have told you beginning on December 21st, we started a journey to the light on the winter solstice. And this journey to the light on winter solstice would end with the summer solstice, June 20th. So every day we have longer daylight, every day we get longer amounts of sun, and this is why it is referred to as the journey to the light. If you look at what I just explained to you, this gateway portal 37 days long, the new moon, beginning with a new moon, ending with a new moon solar eclipse, you can see why 10 days after that new moon solar eclipse, we have the solstice, why the solstice and the journey to the light from December to June was so important, because we were literally seeding ourselves in December to grow how we wanted to grow, manifest what we wanted to manifest, and really getting our harvest of whatever ideas we were trying to bring into fruition in December on June 20th. Now, some of you out there are like, well, I really don't think I don't think I did that much work, or I should have done more, or I'm not really fulfilled in what I asked for. I didn't really stay on point. Well, that's why I'm doing this podcast today, because I'm asking you to reflect and look at what were you thinking of evolving on December 20th at the beginning of the journey to the light on the winter solstice. Where did you see yourself on June 20th? And if you say, I don't know, or I really lost track of my vision, now, right now, on the heels of this May 11th, 12th new moon, as we begin this gateway, this is more important now than ever to fully embrace the transformational change that's sitting right in your lap, because the universe is right here waiting for you to work with it. And the final step would be this full moon, June 24th of 21. That would be the sixth step. And that would be the mass clearing full moon after we exit the gateway, after we've done all this manifesting, after we've reached our journey to the light. What can you truly say you'd like to let go of after 6 months of hard work and determination? So I hope that this podcast gives you a better perspective on why the new moon, May 11th and 12th in Taurus, is so important for each of us to get clear on the things we want. Because if we don't, not only are we each individually missing out on massive opportunities to work with a massive amount of energy, manifesting energy from the universe, we are truly missing out probably on the next 6 months of transformation. Eclipse cycles, which we'll be going through over the next 37 days in this gateway, eclipse cycles reverberate in our lives for months ahead after we experience them. So that's why they're so far apart usually. And it's really important to recognize that this is a peak in our lives coming out of this crazy pandemic energy, people feeling like they haven't fulfilled themselves. Many people still in my state feeling like they're locked down, like they can't live freely. Many people feeling like they're restricted. This is what this manifesting energy and this clearing energy of this solstice and these eclipses are here to be a part of. They're meant to cleanse us, and then they're meant to kiss us with a blessed transformation. So I hope that you found this podcast helpful. Remember, you can always reach out to me, crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com, or join me in Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe. You can also find me at Light Seeking Jen on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening, and have a blessed 555 Gateway.